Vavabasu, Perikei Mishnah Beis. Hamoicher is a chamor loimochar kelov. Selling a chamor is the chamor, not its kelov. Tanikama's opinion. Nochem amodi oimer mochar kelov. He did sell the kelov. What's the makleikis? And there's a third sheet of Yehuda oimer. Po'omim mechurim u'po'onim en mechurim. What's sometimes included and sometimes not included? Let's first learn Rabbi Yehuda, and that will tell us a little bit more about the Tanikama Nochem Amodi. Ketzat, what does it mean, Po'amim, yeah, Po'amim, not? Hoya Chamor Lufonov, V'kelim Olov. Chamor is right here, and the Kelim are on it. V'om alay mechor l'chamor chazah reza Kelim mechurin. Chamor chahu, en Kelim mechurin. Needs a little bit hesped. The move on over here is that when a person says, he's talking about this chamor. So what does it mean, zeh? Zeh means to say, like, hario bads with zeh keli. This one, kimoy shehu, with the kelim they're on. They're a natural part of the chamor, because in order to use the chamor, you need the kelim. Ma'ashenkin, when he says chamor chohu, the way the Mefarshim explained it, there's a loshen shel over here. Chamor chohu, is this your chamor? The word hu is not hu kimoy shehu. It means hu, if this is your chamor, I'd buy it from you. Therefore, since there's no extra lashon over here, ein kelim mechurin. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the stomius of a chamor does not include the kelim. It's just if there's an extra lashon, the emphasis on the zeh tells us that he means all the kelim. Okay, now let's go backwards to the Tanakama and Nochem Amodi that don't add this about a yitur lashon. What's the machlokes? So the Rav brings from the Gemara like this. The clay rechiva of the chamor, the saddle, the basic, being able to ride on the chamor, that's partial, that's part of the chamor. The chamor is not functional without, because the chamor has no inherent value. To have the chamor for vlodos, it's not a kosher behemoth. So, yeah, it's valuable. You have another chamor, but it's not, we don't look at that as the purpose of a chamor. The chamor doesn't have wool, it doesn't give milk. So what's the purpose of a chamor? To get from one place to the other, transportation. As well as transportation of goods. Maso. Rechiva and maso. So the clay rechiva is a davar poshut, because the chamor is oimed lekach. What they're talking about over here in the Mishnah is the clay masoi. On that, the Tanakhama says that stomius of a chamor does not include the clay maso. That's an extra thing that a person has from a chamor. That's not included. That's not the stomius. Nochem Amodi says, mochar kelov, meaning it's a clay maso as well. Now, the way the Rav says it is that the machloikis is even when the clay maso are on the chamor b'shas mechira. Not just they're in the barn where the chamor is stored. They're on the chamor. Vafilochi, they're not b'chla the chamor. This actually is a suffix in the Gemara. The Gemara has a suffix that maybe if they're on the chamor, so yeah, then the stomius of the chamor includes the kelim. L'maisa, the Gemara is not pushing the suffix. So Mamela, if the Moichan Lekech are going to get into a fight, the Bezin is going to have to paskin mitzad hamoitzim mechavel v'raya that the clay maso, even when they're on the chamor, belongs still to the Moicher. And that's why the Rav says it. Not because it's a vada, it's a suffix, but you'll paskin that way. Hamoitzim mechavel v'raya, which would mean that if they happen to have been on the chamor, and the lekech took possession, and the lekech now is holding on to the clay maso, and the moicher says, hey, I didn't sell those, he's a muxik, he wouldn't be able to tell, the moicher wouldn't be able to take it away from the lekech, because now he's a muxik. L'maisa d'aloch is like the Tanakama. Reb Yehuda, the last shita, kanira holds that the stomius is that the clay maso are not bechlal, except if it's ayidei yitu loshen, Kanira, and the Rav says, Ein halacha k'Rav Yehuda, that the Tanakama Nochem Amodi didn't have this nekuda of Yitur Loshen. Mishnah Gimel, Hamoich es hachamor, mochar es ha-siyoch. What's that? Siyoch is the young chamor. Loshen Chazal is a siyoch, is a baby chamor. So when he's selling a chamor, he's selling with it the baby chamor that's next to it. It's a chiddush. Should be included in Mechiras Chamor, should be another behemoth. I understand, but there, Klal, you keep a nursing animal together with the mother, but it's not Mukhrach, that's part. And look at the next line in the Mishnah. Mukhra saporo, loy mukhra asbino. And that would be the Pashtus. So what the Gemara has to say is that he spoke out, Chamor meniko ani moichelcha. I'm giving you a chamor, a female chamor, that has a nursing baby with it. So memela, it's nichel on the lashon, because why did he say it? Out's the milk. Nobody can drink chamor milk. It's treif. Mochas hapora. What he meant to say is, I'm giving you a cow. Not only do you have a cow, but you also have milk for breakfast. So that itself is the maila. Not muchach that he means to include the vlad together with the mother. Mochar ashpo, mochar zivlo. Ashpo is a location. Ashpo means garbage. But this was a place where they used to put these zevel habehemois. They used to dig it into the ground. So when he sells that place, he's selling also the zevel that's there. And that's valuable because it's used as fertilizer. Mochar bor, if he's selling a bor, which is in the ground. So the water that's in it is also part of the bor, filled up, it's valuable. There might be 50 gallons of water there. Now, immediately he could become a water carrier. He's buying it because he's going into the vasatrega, the water carrier business. So he has the water that's in it. We don't say it's not part of the bor. Mochar kaveres, he sells a beehive. Mochar hadvar, he's selling the bees that are there. Mocha shoivach, mocha yoinim. Shoivach is the pigeon coop we've had numerous times in Bava Basra. He's selling also the yoinim that are part. The interesting nakuda over here about yoinim and dvoirim is that they come and go. Which kinyan exactly did he make on them? So it's like this. The yoinim that are, that's where the pigeons that come and use that as their roosting spot, their resting place, will hatch their eggs. So because of that, the eggs that grew over there, that hatched over there, those birds belong midaraisa to the Baal HaShoivok, or the Baal HaKeveres. However, yoinim that came from the wild, because they find the place was set up for them, so why not? It's a free bed and breakfast. So they come by. The Baal HaShoivok has a kinyan on those. They're wild. They're hefka midaraisa. Midrabanon, he has a schus to them. Somebody else comes along and cleans out those yoinim and takes them away, it's gezel midrabbanan. Why is he not kein al tchotzer? So we had a Mishnah earlier in Bava Metzia that anything that's not confined to that area, you have a deer running through somebody's backyard, he's not kind of with his chotzer. It's only if the deer had a broken leg, it's here, and it has a hard time getting out, so you can be kind of with the chotzer. Over here also, the yoinim come, go. The fact that they landed in your backyard, you can't be kind of with chotzer. However, since he sets up for them and Lamaisa, he cleans out the shoivach and they're there, so Meli has a kinyan midrabon. Halakech peres shoivach mechaveroi. If Reuven has a shoivach and he has many yoinim, again, some he owns midaraisa, some midrabonon, and he sells the peros, which of a shoivach, the peros is the yoinim themselves. Mafriach brecho rishoino. This is an interesting halacha. He's not selling something that exists. He's selling the yoinim that will be born in this shoivach, the peiros that will come about over the next year, 2 years, whatever it is. He's selling to somebody else. How that mechira works, we'll discuss in a minute. But that's what he's selling. So, luchay, that means every yoinim born, mikan ve'elech, if the sale was on January 1st, 2024, for 2 years, and then the whole 24 and the whole 25, he's selling the product, the peiros, the yoinim that are born, of 2 years' worth. However, since for the optimal functioning of the shoivach, it's necessary to have one yoina there, one pair of yoinim there, because they have to attract the others, and they have to keep the situation with the yoinim are attracted. The way the yoinim is successful, and it's a successful investment for the owner, is that it keeps on attracting yoinim flying in from the outside. If you make a nice place, they'll come, and then they become the owners, and they produce offspring. It's a very valuable investment. You have to do it right. The way to do it right is to leave the first pair of lodos there with the mother. This way, the mother stays, and it attracts more yoinim. That's not including the sale, because it's self understood that the moicher needs those yoinim, that first pair, in order to attract others. The same is true, the same idea is true by Peres Kaveres. Reuven sold Shimon the Peres bees that will be produced in a hive, also the honey that will be produced in the hive. It's a very valuable investment. So Mamela, in order to keep the hive going properly, again, there has to be a certain amount of remainder that the lekech can't clear out, and it's self-understood that's part of the mechira. How much? Neutel shloshin nechilin umisores. So the first, kanira, that the first three groups, this nechilin means a group of dvarim, it's one column, one troop. You use the word gedud also for a platoon of soldiers. So there are three gedudin, nechilin of dvarim, and those lekech take. Umisares, then misares means to split up, to cut. He takes one. This way he takes what he needs in order to take out the value of the keves. That's what he bought the lekech. The meicher leaves behind a certain amount in order to keep the keves going. Now there's a major kasha over here, which is, how does Reuven sell to Shimon nechilim of dvarim and peiros of a shevach that are to come? Person can't sell davar shelo balaylum. There is a tanner made that holds on the moicha davar shelo balaylum. Of the stam of the Mishnah is ein other moicha davar shelo balaylum, and we pass him that way. So how does this Mishnah work? This is a kasha that the Rishonim already asked. You can see the sheets in the Tosfos Yom Tov. There's one mahalach to say the mechira is not chal, but since they agreed, so it's not chal as a chalois kinyan, which is binding. But it's an agreement. So what's included in the agreement? Until you chayzer from the agreement, but it's not binding. So really, the meicher could be chayzer from the lekech at any point. It's a doichik. Normally we're talking about mechira. So the Rambam has a sweeping chiddush over here. In Hilchas Mechira, per Chov Gimel. The Rambam says that Peres Shoivach, he's not selling the yoinim that are not here yet. He's not selling the bees that are not here yet. He's selling the Shoivach legabei the offspring that it produces. He's selling the kaveris legabi the dvarim that will be here to come. And this, Rabbi says, is a very big chiddush. We do have, in other places in Mishnayis, where a person can't sell peiros that haven't grown yet. Next year's crop of apples, what we call selling futures, it can't be sold because he's selling apples that didn't grow yet. What he can sell is ilon liperoisev, what's called Belashon Chazal, deka liperoisev, that he could sell. He's selling the tree, legabe, the fruit that will grow. Now, in the tree, you could say physically, part of the tree is the koyach tzmicha, that it grows apples. He's selling a schus in the tree, legabe, the apples. It's hard to say that on a shevach, because the yoinim are not offspring of the shevach itself. The shevach is just a place where they come to roost, and in the middle they become his. But they're not part of the shevach. It would sound, oy bazoi, that the idea of dekel peirosev does not have to be a physical yitzir, the physical peiros of the dekel. Anything legabei, something that comes out of it, we don't look at that davar shelo balaylum. We look at that as something grounded, defined. It needs a hesber. The Ktzos brings this as a raya in a discussion, which is very relevant today. We don't really have people buying so much dekel peirosev or shoivach leperosev. What we have is people that take $250,000 and they gift to somebody else, not the Karen itself, not the $250,000, but all the investment value, all the annuities that the money will grow. Take $250,000, invest it. The investment value, whatever the money produces, Reuven's being machnet to Shimon. Person can do that sometimes with a trust, with Einik Lach. Or a person could do that tzedakah. He takes $1,000,000, the Karen Shaloi, but he gives tzedakah, a meisid, a yeshiva, with all the profits. Does that work? Another makna davar shelo balaylum. Next year's profits, the next quarterly profits, how you makna? That toshtein, says the Ktois, with this raya, that dekel peirosev doesn't have to be a physical peirosev of the dekel. So this Mishnah is a major maramokin. Chalois dvash, if he was makne to him, the moicher didn't give him the keveris. He gave him the chalos dvash, is the honeycomb, has like a big shtickel, like a chala, literally, of honey over there, and the bees work together to produce that, and he gave him that. Meniach shtei chalos, in order to keep the keveris running, he didn't sell him the keveris. He sold him only the chalos, they're there. There's The Mepharshim say any place from 10 to 20 chalos of dvash of their, it's the honey put together with the beeswax. So there's many, but the keveris has to function. The bees also have to have what to eat. The bees eat the honey. So really, you have to leave two chalos there. Zeisim lokoitz, if he was makne to him, zeisim to cut down and to use as wood. Olive wood is very valuable. They make furniture out of it. Ad hayom, you have in Yerushalayim, you have the olive wood shop. Miniach, shtei grufiyos. He has to leave two branches on the bottom of the tree that the tree should continue to grow. That means he's not selling him the tree itself. He's selling him the wood that grew on the tree. So he could cut that part of the tree. But he has to leave enough that the tree should be able to be choyzer al atzmah.